Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Shift Drinks with your boys from the Modern Waiter Podcast.
We have done our side work. We have gotten our cash out. Now it's time to Shift Drinks. Just a couple of co-workers at the bar talking crap about our shift. As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
What's going on? We changed locations, people. We're doing something a little bit different. We are at Yacht.
Y-O-T.
Y-O-T. We are on the Intercoastal. And
Marina Mile?
Right off of Marina Mile, we have some beautiful multi-million dollar yachts right behind us. Yeah, boats.
Boats.
Let me drive the boat. And today,
Catalina wine mixer.
And we have a newbie to the show. Danny, why don't you make the introduction?
This is the lovely Ashley. Ashley, say hi to everybody.
Hello.
All right, so you're going to have to get up on it.
Oh, yeah, get your ass closer.
There you go. I know it's, I won't say it. Okay. But you know what I'm thinking, though.
All right, yeah.
Yes.
Maybe possibly so.
Think about it, and then we'll convene later, and then you'll see it
soon. You're saying there's a chance.
We'll go for oysters after that.
Yes.
We'll have some oysters. So.
Oh, there it is.
Yes. Now.
So, how was your ship?
Listen, first of all, let's go through the traditions, the machinations.
Oh, yeah, talk.
And, in the wings, we have a seasoned vet to the shift drinks. We have my man Froggy over there.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, I mean, you probably don't hear him because he's off mic, but if he has something to say, he's gonna grab Danny's mic and chime in.
Because
he had a rough day.
He did.
I didn't have a rough day. And like, listen,
he's gonna interject. I'm gonna have him jump in and out. We're gonna kind of talk together about our shitty shift.
Okay.
We'll talk about that in a minute. I thought you were gonna say, because this is shift drinks, what are you drinking?
That's what I was gonna say. But I stared at Froggy's face and he's looking at me. I was like, he's drinking this delicious beer and I gotta acknowledge my man, you know what I'm saying? So as a tradition on shift drinks, we not only talk about our shift, we talk about what we're drinking for shift drinks. And today I'm having the House Pinot Noir. I have no freaking idea what the hell it is.
It's actually pretty good.
But it's actually pretty decent.
It's actually pretty good.
It's happy hour on a Sunday, so I'm glad they just gave us happy hour.
We get to look at boats.
We get to look at boats.
We get cheaper drinks.
It's like, it's low 70s.
It is.
Boats that are worth more than any house we'll ever
have. Yeah,
boats that are worth more than any house we will ever have. And so I'm having the Pinot Noir. Ashley, what are you having?
I'm drinking Casamigos.
Casamigos. And
club soda with lime.
Okay, see, that's a drink.
Yeah.
Nice. Danny?
I'm drinking the same thing as you.
But they don't know that.
I said that already.
Did you?
He did preface
I did.
That.
I was not paying attention. I apologize. If I'm curt, I apologize. The time is of the essence.
Chris is having a...
I'm having a Mango Landia. It's a mango-infused Blondale.
You, like, on your Instagram, you come up with beers I never even thought would exist. I'm like, what is that? All the time.
Love my bougie beers.
The BB, baby.
If you guys ever get into it, the brand Dragon's Milk is the bomb.
Dragon's Milk?
Yes.
How do you milk a dragon?
I don't
it
know.
Leaks out fire.
I
was gonna squeeze its titties real quick, and you know the beer just comes out, and it's great.
Dragon's Milk. Okay, so as long as it's not like from the penis.
I mean, it could be. If it's a male dragon, it might be from the penis.
Because if you Google that in the
which part of the dragon do you know?
He's supposed to pump the magic dragon, right? Not nothing. But either way, that's perverse.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, let's get into some shifts here.
Okay.
So I'll go last. You know what I'm saying? I'm the host, so Ashley, you're the guest.
Yes.
Did you even work today?
Yes and no.
She did not work today. Did you work last night?
She worked yesterday.
Oh, yes, I did.
Tell me about that shift.
I want to pull my hair out.
Okay, you still got hair left, so you didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm about to become like you, though.
Oh, that's microaggression.
Actually, not because you have a better scalp than I do, so.
Okay, so you worked a Friday night.
Saturday.
Get your days together. I've been drinking. What's wrong with you? You worked Saturday night, and how was it? What was the vibe like?
Horrible.
Did anybody quit? Because somebody quit on my shift last night.
Oh.
Walked the fuck off.
I almost did. I thought
and
about it.
And pointed at the customer
and realized
and said,
I need
you're
money.
The reason why I'm leaving right now.
Wow.
Mic drop.
No, wow.
Apparently
that's
were,
a good one.
They,
that's a good
were,
way
they
to
they
exit.
Just,
we could. I wish that was on the show, the old show with the exiting.
I know, right?
That's like pretty solid.
I quit.
Yeah.
We get them on the show and be
right?
Like, yo, what happened?
What?
They were like super extra. They ordered like these salads in there and then had all these things on the side, like this on the side, this on the side, and then dumped it on the plate anyway. And then he reached his breaking point. So the manager comes over, right? And he's talking to the manager right next to the table. And they're kind of being kind of quiet. And he's like leaning over them, being like, I'm not doing this anymore. And he walks out.
Wow.
And I go, did he really leave? I go, I don't want those shifts. I need him back.
Tell him to come back.
Yo, tell him to come back. Turn those machines back on. So was it anything like that?
I mean, honestly, you have me beat.
So tell me about your show.
Yeah, how was it?
Yeah, how was it?
Why was it stressful? Let us know.
I just have a...
I mean, was there a missing element? Like, you know, let us kind of fill us into where... Were you understaffed? Were you
oh, God, always.
People? Let us know.
You know, no hostess for a little bit, no busser for a little bit, no food runner. And then, you know...
On a night shift?
No, morning.
So you worked day.
But there was an event going on in town.
What's the event?
I have no idea. And I don't care.
How much did you have to drink? You don't know what event was going on in
town? I don't
town?
Know. They had the...
Like a
the
convention?
They street blocked off.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
The fuck do you work?
On the beach, she's not allowed to say.
Oh,
she's acting like. I thought you would actually. You're supposed to know exactly what's going on.
Sometimes there's bike
you.
Marathons and they shut the streets.
You just show up. You're like, what are we doing
I'm
today?
I'm here. I'm just here.
You're like, what are we doing today?
And okay. The manager's sitting down, telling us to do everything, and I'm like, are you actually gonna help us or what? And I swear I'm gonna.
Oh, you got one of them delegators?
Like but that doesn't that. Help, though.
No, they're not there to help.
And I don't know about you, but we have this little ding ding bell in the window, and I swear.
There's a bell? You guys got a bell now? You guys got a bell?
I hid the bell.
You guys got a bell?
I hid the bell, and they found it.
They found the bell.
I
almost ran. No.
You know where you
it was
it
gone
at?
For a while.
You
like,
know where
oh,
you hide it? It was in the garbage.
Yeah.
Several months.
I thought I ran
he
it
goes,
over.
Ding, ding.
And I don't know how they found it because I thought
oh
it was gone.
God.
Whose idea was the bell? I'll go in there and steal the bell for you.
You know whose
same.
Idea it was.
He is no longer
he who
there.
Who should not be named.
Yes. You already know who invented
Yo,
this thing.
What do you think this is? Like
the diner
Mel's diner?
The diner man
oh
did it.
God, that is terrible.
One of our other managers even asked about him. He said, what, do we work at IHOP?
My God, that is terrible.
You at a bar or you work at a bar? Which one is
no,
it?
I would
gonna take that,
in
bell
the
shove it up.
Yo, it's got to go.
I would take one for the team.
It's got
to
go.
I would get rehired just to take that bell.
I said I'm going to invest in a bell on Amazon that is so much nicer than that. I can't take that bell anymore.
No. We're just going to throw the bell away. Don't worry about the bell.
Just the bell. You know, I actually own a bell. it's like a marine bell. It's just like ding ding.
Well, that's kind of different.
I would honestly, I'd prefer that.
No, I don't want a bell.
All right, we're gonna move on. Ashley, you were useless. What happened? Danny, talk about tell me about yourself.
Chris, how was our shift?
Shit show.
Ooh.
Top five worst shifts I've ever worked in my life.
Ooh. Talk about burying the lead. Okay. Start from the top.
So let's put it this way.
So you're talking breakfast lunch, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're talking about hybrid.
Okay. You talk about the hybrid.
Talking about that hybrid. So everything's set up accordingly. We had people trickling in early. Now I
almost a full restaurant.
It was almost a full restaurant, and we didn't have at least one component that we should have had at 8:30, right
component
when we opened. Somebody inside. So
and it was kind of chilly, early.
Yes.
Ooh.
So you already can see where we were behind the eight ball. So when I'm taking a table inside, and Danny's taking a table, outside, and we had our other person with us who was taking another table, our section started filling up. Danny got bum rushed first, then me, then the third person outside. And when I tell you, coffee ain't no, walk in the motherfucking park. And that's putting in mouth.
Oh, man, you earned that beer, bro. You earned that beer.
He had to have a stronger cocky before the beer.
Oh, no, I saw it. I witnessed it.
I'm emotionally abused right now.
I'm sorry to hear that, my friend.
And then, and then I'll interject from there a little bit. So then from there, we started to get the staff in, which, then we started to flow a little bit, but then we realized we don't have one of the key components,
which is
a busser.
Okay.
Or a true food runner, because
I like the way you guys call components actual fucking legit people that need to be there.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not, that's a necessitize.
So without the necessities, okay?
Yeah. And then
we were full, like running in. Our food runner comes in, he's doing a great job, but we probably needed another food runner, honestly, because it just was one of those kind of shifts. And then we make it through breakfast.
Okay.
Not that bad. We're like, in our head, and I think in both our heads, we're like, okay, lunch is going to be fine. It's,
it couldn't get any worse than breakfast.
Exactly. It's lunch, okay. This is usually when we chill out and we're like, yeah. The kitchen decides to go down. But on top of the kitchen going down, there's a convention in town. Okay.
That's what you forgot to mention.
There's a convention in town.
There were streets blocked off.
I have no idea. I just show up to work.
On top of being busy and the kitchen starting to go down, the entire restaurant gets set again, but this is including the top floor. So now we're full capacity with a good staff, but still a limited staff because it's a lunch staff.
Yeah.
We're not talking a full dinner staff. We're talking a full lunch staff, but capacity when they should have slowed down the seating a little bit. And it was just full on chaos. I mean, I went in the kitchen at one point because all my tables were okay. And I was running food and expoing at the same time. We were running 45-minute ticket times.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's that was the reality today.
In the middle of a convention. And so these large people start to sit down. And they need to be in and out. And they're like, we got to be out in 30 minutes, yo. 30 minutes didn't exist. And then
30 minutes was a pipe dream.
And then on top of that, we had a group of people come downstairs, and they're like freaking out because they need to leave. And somebody decided to tell them that their food's gonna be out right away. They ended up waiting 20 more minutes for that food to go. So now they're livid. They're late. Okay. We're behind on everything because we have to roll silverware. We have to do that. We're talking about side work. It was a disaster. And then by the time you could breathe, I saw her pretty face and she was coming to visit us.
But we weren't out of the woods yet because we're still dealing with the changeover at that point.
Exactly.
And there's some other stuff that got glossed over on too, but we're not going to talk about that because I already have PTSD from this.
It's going to make you upset.
I'm going to make you angry. I'll be having flashbacks
to
my dreams tonight. I'll probably wake up in a cold sweat. I'll probably scream at the top of my lungs. It was not fun.
It sounds like we need an hourly, increase.
That ain't gonna work. That does nothing for me.
I don't even know what the hell is gonna happen there. I'm just like,
hourly increases to $20 more an hour.
Yeah.
More.
I didn't realize I was gonna be three jobs in one: a server, a hostess, a busser, a food runner.
True. True.
All of the above.
Yeah.
All of the above. After our rough shift, how was your shift?
Listen, I'm going to guide you through my shift last night. Because I haven't really been working much, right?
I know you've been a visitor in life.
Finally, my schedule got screwed up a little bit. And I've been not really working, you know? Okay, fine. Finally, I get back on my Saturday night.
You're back on your normal grind.
I'm back on my normal grind, which I had to even pick that motherfucker up. So I picked up the shift, and I go, instant regret. I'm inside with nothing but idiots for customers, okay? I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? All right, first of all, we have a spicy margarita. Okay? And
maybe I'll have a spicy margarita.
It's garnished with like this weird spicy like flakes. Something. I don't even know what the fuck it is. And this lady goes, she goes, I don't like this. I go, okay, what can I tell the bartender that's wrong with the way that it's made? She goes, it's spicy. I go, you mean to tell me that your spicy margarita is spicy?
Color me shocked.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What had happened was.
So I changed that. Now,
let's go back to that. She really, those words came out her mouth?
Yes. Yes. She said it was spicy. And I reminded her she ordered a spicy margarita.
Like she was straight FR full.
I just looked at her and I was like, really? I told her that. I said, you mean to tell me that your spicy margarita is spicy? What, you know? So what am I going to do? I can't argue with her. I got her something else, okay? Now, very next table in the same freaking spot. This lady, she says to me, her little boy, a little kid, oh, what do you have for kids? He has a peanut allergy. I said, well, he's got to stay away from anything fried because
we use peanut oil.
She said, oh, no, that's fine. I go, oh, okay. I said, but I can grill the chicken tenders. She's like, no, fine. Okay. I come back to the table, and she goes, excuse me, does your peanut oil have peanuts in it? And I said, ma'am, peanuts have oil, and the peanut oil is made from peanuts.
Yes, and if you have a peanut allergy,
she goes,
to the rest of the normal world, that means you don't use peanut oil.
She goes, no, he can't have it. I stared at her for like a good 10 seconds.
That's when you reevaluate becoming a parent.
That's special.
Yo,
that's beyond special.
You're going to get this kid killed.
Yeah.
You literally tell me that was okay, and then you asked me what peanut oil was made out of. It's in the name, lady.
I believe there's a root word in there. Peanut.
The same thing as that allergy that you just said he just has?
You know.
Peanut.
Thing that might kill you.
Wow.
Peanut.
Peanut might kill you. I have the peanuts, please.
Extra peanuts, of course.
Then cut to this morning. The last idiot.
Oh, no.
This lady, like, we're, you know, the crab legs and stuff like that. And we serve crab legs for brunch. And she's like, is this butter? And I said, yes, it's butter. She goes, I bet you it's margarine. And I go, margarine? She's like, you guys probably serving margarine. I said, listen, it's crab legs. We're really gonna we're gonna save money on the fucking butter?
Butter?
That's where we're gonna save money? That's where we're gonna save money on.
We can't afford the butter.
We got oysters, crab legs, sushi. Nah, we can't get that butter.
Can't get that butter for you. We can't draw up that unsalted for you. I'm so sorry.
Yo, give me the margarine.
That dollar, that, you know, it's big difference. Cents.
Yes. Okay.
Get out of here.
No, we're using. Okay, we can't believe it's not butter.
We can't believe it's not butter.
The whole tub.
Fabio gonna come out and sell you those damn crab legs himself.
Yeah. Hey, we got the oil up in here. Unbelievable. So that's what. And then I was rethinking my life. I could have been watching football today. I could have had the night off, but I had to open my mouth and get my schedule back.
No, you want your shift back.
I want
don't
my
be
shift
that
back.
Mess.
I got bills and
shit.
Yeah,
exactly. And there's no shift drinks without the shift.
That is true.
All right. Yeah. So it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll let you finish it up. What's that?
We'll let you finish it up.
Yeah. I mean, this is shift drinks. It's really quick. And
we want to thank everybody here at Yacht for letting us do this.
We didn't ask permission, actually. We just did it. We just held it up in the corner right at the bar.
Like, we're hiding.
We pulled out our
like a ninja.
Yo, I don't hide, bro.
Top secret spot.
I just appeared. Darkness.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much. This is an episode of Shift Drinks. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Froggy, a.k.a. Chris. And we'll see you next time. I'm Marlon Joseph.
Danny Villa. Later.
Shift.